The energetics of the heat are that it speeds up things, right? It creates that fire or that burn in you. So heat can facilitate an increase. And it's one of the reasons you get so zonked out is because it literally goes through that place of increase into that place of burnout really quickly. Now we're talking about the energetics of it. So one of the keys about this is to find your balance within the energetics so that you can kind of ride that wave of additional energy without peaking and going into the place of either I don't want to do anything because I'm too hot, or I don't like how that felt and it made me cranky. The heat, using the heat for transformation is the trickiest one of those that we've talked about thus far, because sometimes the line between I'm here and I'm down on the other side of this transformation can be very quick, especially as you're just now getting into the warmest part of the year. One of the tricks we would give to you is that as you start to feel the heat, you know, maybe you leave the coolness of the house and you go out into the space of heat, you can say, that's right, this heat is going to help me fuel the fires of my transformation. And then try to stay in a place where you're looking for transformation rather than you've just got your circuits blown. And if you start to get really overheated and start to feel that exhaustion feeling coming on, you can say, okay, what did I do in this process that I can hold on to as transformation? And that can simply be awareness that the process is happening with your body. And it can also be saying to yourself, wow, look at this. I am in a conscious act of transformation. I'm finding the consciousness in this. You agree? Yes. Ooh, I'm so glad you agree. So, yeah. So your use of this time requires a lot of skill. But if you can be sweating and breathing heavy and feeling that potentially drained feeling, and instead of just kind of going with that as an inevitable aspect of this time of year, putting consciousness on and looking around for what has transformed. And at a minimum, you sweated, so the water in your body transformed, right? You could pick something. But look and use that as a tool for transformation. And as we said, it's a little tricky, but we always want to remind you of opportunities to be conscious. And that weather is a place to use, always using the weather for consciousness. But that's the way we suggest you try using the heat for consciousness. And if you start to really feel overheated, of course, take care of yourself with water and rest in a cool place, et cetera, et cetera. But you can also, you know, sort of touch your skin and say, wow, look at it, it's so different than it was earlier. That's an indication of change. And when you're conscious of even the natural bodily changes that occur, when you're conscious of them as the path rolls out, that is just another way to bring more consciousness into your entire life. You see? So on some level, it's not that the weather makes you conscious. It's being conscious of the weather makes you conscious. You understand? Mm-hmm. Just like being conscious of how it feels to be in the car, and being conscious of how it feels to be at the bank, and being conscious of how it feels to look at a cloud. All those things bring more consciousness. But especially when the weather, you're in a heat wave and everyone's going to be going, oh, it's so hot. Why not use that as a tool for consciousness in addition to a way to bond with your neighbors? That's our point.